Jaeger. I ain't even come here to rap, I ain't gotta rap shit. God bless the man born with two hands to wash his own face. Solo dolo on some Kid Cudi shit. Congratulations if you made it this far. Pat yourself on the back, you know gold standard music when you hear it, baby. Claude Ray. My nigga got one foot on y'all neck, another foot in y'all ass. 2,000 and a quarter. Let us pray. God, God. Amen. Amen.
This almost sound like foreign territory.
It does.
I'm the only one alive and there was number for me.
What?
Niggas say they want my spot while I was getting cozy. He don't know me.
At all.
I sensei the shinobi. Don't approach me.
I told y'all.
All that talk cheap. You can't afford me.
Can't.
In my image, y'all was molded.
Yeah.
That's good cause I was goaded. And you can only hope to be.
Pray for
remain
it.
Discreet. Killing beats. I don't show them grief.
Without
nobody gave a fuck. Until I changed my peak.
Yeah.
And now they pucker up.
They do.
I threw away the reef. They told me never hold a grudge. But that's hard when they can see you. And still leave you in the mud. Swallow pride. Ask for help. Wouldn't touch me with a glove. So I put that on my love.
Love.
I'ma make them swallow blood. And that's hard cause. For a second, I believed y'all.
Real shit.
Line them up, let them pray to God.
Pray to God.
If this the last words you hear from me, make sure you take away my energy, energy. Taking everything that's meant for me, Bet these suckers won't do shit to me, If this the last word you hear from me, just know these rappers still pretending G, Claude and Ray on a killing spree. That's all I see. I don't believe,
I'm going to the Lord, hallelujah, oh glory. just spoke to your daddy. You're gonna come live with Grandma now. Okay?
Even though she wasn't, like, the best guardian. She taught him everything he knew about life.
Bag that shit up, put in your fucking tidy whities. Pops ain't gonna pat down a fucking 10-year-old.
Look at Grandma, when a hot man.
They don't want to be fucking accused of being fucking pederasts, you know what I'm saying?
He didn't really know much about his mom. His grandma never really liked to talk about her, except to occasionally say,
"Your mama had a pure heart. Your daddy always took advantage of that." Let me tell you something, Snowflake. There's a short supply of kindness in this world. People sniff it out. And they swoop right the fuck in. Whenever fall in love, one instinct. Can't trust.
Let's go like that she didn't treat him like a kid.
All right, today we're going to learn about weight and volume.
He went to school, and when he paid attention, he did well.
There's 28.5 grams in an ounce.
How many ounces in a pound?
16.
Especially in math. And then one day, he came home from school.
Oh, fucking day I fucking had.
He didn't know who the baby was. So much always happened so fast, he decided it was better not to ask questions.
You remember the white crab with the fucking bowl cut? You can
jump into the fire. Who the fuck brings a kid to a drug deal?
He ain't a kid, asshole. He's my partner. That fucking bowl cut cocksucker sold me 10 grand a fucking bare ass spring. The spunk up the ass, Snowflake. Look at him, he's a cute little bastard. Sad story though, some cunt mother gave him to me as collateral. He's also 10 p.m. Hey, can I get the pop off? Call me when his mama gets here.
The baby was really cute, but no matter what he did, he couldn't get him to stop crying. He probably just missed his mom.
Call. He ends up eating so much fucking McDonald's, he gives himself diabetes, right? Next thing you know, they're chopping off his fucking feet, right? 3 years later, he fucking drops dead. Do I call the fucking cops and say, "Oh, you gotta fucking arrest Ronald fucking McDonald"? I don't know. No, I don't fucking call them. Because it's fucking Uncle Carl's fault. Nobody told him to fucking eat McDonald's for fucking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You understand? Watch this fucking kid. Come on, get the baby. Oh, what the fuck are you doing? Come here. Let me take it. No. Get the... Yeah. This fucking kid. He's eating fucking cigarettes. Now you're fucking one of us, right? What are you, a little fucking ashtray? Fucking living your best life in the fucking jacuzzi here.
Fesco knew that his grandma wasn't normal and did things that maybe other parents wouldn't do. But they were a family.
Yeah. What? He's at the family donut right now?
His grandma also taught him that despite what they teach you in school, violence is sometimes the best possible way to solve a problem.
I spy with my little eye, crackle with a bowl cut.
Fez doesn't know why he did what he did. But he did it anyway.
Motherfucker!
That was his first dark spot. He didn't really remember anything for at least 2 months. Just an occasional image and an overwhelming fear about who was going to take care of Ashtray.
I don't feel so good. I'm going to lay down.
He never really blamed his grandma. She never really apologized for it. But he knew she felt bad. He found his grandma on the floor of the bathroom. Fez didn't want to call 911 for obvious reasons, so he decided to drive her car to the hospital, which took forever. It was definitely a mistake. The doctor even said it.
Is she going to be okay?
Every second counts.
The next thing he knew, business to run and a little brother to take care of. And however hard he thought life was, it got harder and more complicated. Because the more you move up in the world, the more enemies you make. He wondered how his grandma would deal with someone like Nate. But he didn't have his grandma.
Look at her there.
Just Ash. Ash was his brother. He loved him like a brother. And when shit went down...
Nate.
Got caught up dealing with some bullshit.
You got made it.
They ain't find nothing, no. They ain't got shit on me.
He'd go to war like a brother.
I hope not.
To death now, the past abides. Who am I?
Your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First, don't fuck your bitch.
In the click, you claim. West side, when we ride, come and put me again. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife.
Yo, it's up here on the right.
Fuck the left. Plus, don't be trying to see me. We watch our grip. We get some more cash, bitches. We keep on coming while we running, but your dude said he gonna get the fucks and let the boots. You know the rules?
Yo ya no
same as smoke, you say. Tantos locos en un loco. Cuántas malas por vencer.
Friday afternoon is here. You're used to hearing DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. But today I sub in my name. Is Faco. I'm on Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. With my show Spontaneous Innuendos. Check me out every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. That's where you could find me. Music you heard, the great and powerful Manu Chao. Dig it. I hope you dig it. I hope you liked it. I hope you felt it. That was Manu Chao, Tantas Tierras. Live change around the world. Song around the world. Too good. Too awesome. Before that, something from Euphoria. Euphoria. I think it was episode 1, season 2. You know, I'm a fan of it. Mainly because I never lived that life. And not just the drug life of selling drugs, but also like the teenager high school, dodging pregnancies, 2 abortions, cocaine, acid, cock, pussy, underage, middle-aged. I didn't live any of that life, so emphasis on the high school sexual activities especially, you know, so that's how it goes. But I like Euphoria, and they're supposed to be a new so Euphoria coming up. We'll see when it happens. Other music up in that set, guys. Other music up in that set. Music you heard. Let's see. So much music, so little time. We heard music from Hani El Khatib with the song Weep No More from the Netflix series Death by Lightning. We also had Future Rats with Quest Love, The Dawn. We also had By Request, Boys to Men, You Know. We also had some Ferris. Blusa with the song Claude and Ray. We also had Lifeguard with Ultra Violence. And we started off the whole set with Karumbin with the song Balls and Pins 2. We're caught up. Remember, you guys can get requests 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Or hit me up at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Could do that, it'll all be there. Till then, I'm here. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We shine here in the mission. Climb the ladder. Walk through the door. Hear a song. They ask you to want it some more. The big man is here. The weekend is still here. Friday is here. Hope you have a day off. Hope you're gonna do good. With the time. excited in 2 weeks, guys. I'm excited in 2 weeks. I'm gonna go see Evanescence. But I'm also gonna go see Sublime, guys. Aw. I'm excited about it, guys. December 14th in San Jose. I knew they were gonna come my way. And Sublime coming in to San Jose. You know, I've seen Sublime with Room. I've seen when Sublime went on the road in like 1998, I think. 98 or 99. When they went as Long Beach Double All-Stars and the members of Sublime were still in it. I've seen that. And then I seen Bradley Knoll's son, Jacob Knoll. When he had his band in San Jose at the Ritz in downtown San Jose. So I am excited to see Sublime. With the son, Jacob Knoll. It's gonna be awesome, guys. It's gonna be awesome. I'm excited to see it. And don't forget, Evanescence is gonna be there. Ladies and gentlemen, Evanescence. What a trip. I never thought I would see that band, guys. 100%. That's a band I never thought I would see. Now I just happen to see them. I'm going to happen to see them. Now, Yellow Card is on the bill as well. Those are pretty much the three big names. Yellow Card is on the bill. I thought for sure I'd see Yellow Card before Evanescence. So I was like, yeah, I'm sure I'll come across Yellow Card. And I might have already seen them already, but I could be wrong. I'm sure they were like at a BFD. But Evanescence, man, that's gonna be nuts. You know? But it's gonna be cool. Watch, they're gonna steal the show, Evanescence. You're gonna see me come back with the Evanescence tattoo, Evanescence shirt, Evanescence underwear, Evanescence cologne, Evanescence lunch pail. You're gonna see me walk around with the Evanescence socks, with my Evanescence hat. And my Evanescence thermos. For some reason, when I see Evanescence, I think Hot Topic. I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But that's what I see. You're gonna see Falco turn goth. I think it's about time I go into my goth period. Maybe it's time. Why not? Maybe 40s is made for goth. You know, maybe it's time for me to get some Hot Topic gift cards. Hey, maybe it's time, guys, for me to start reading some manga. Maybe it's time for to bring back some steel-toe black boots. Maybe I'm going to put on some fishnets, too. Why not? Fishnets on my legs. Fishnet gloves. All black hair. I'm going to turn this gray hair into black. Eyeshadow. Black eyeshadow. Here I come. Why not, guys? Faco goes goth. I went electric. Why not go goth? Why not, guys? There's nothing wrong with that. Be a man. You want to be the big dog? You want to run with the wolves? Go goth. I've been here. It's time. Evanescence, here I come. I only know one song from Evanescence. And now one song is gonna turn me into God. I know there's a lot of people, but Evanescence got hits. Evanescence is the truth. And they better not cancel Evanescence. I want to see it bring me to life. That's what I want to hear. Or how about My Immortal? When is Evanescence? Gonna join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They put on an album in 2003. Be a man. Put them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I would like to see that. I would like to feel that. It's time for Faco to go goth, guys. What do you think? We're taking votes. You know, maybe I'll combine two things I never was. Maybe it's time. Guys, think it's time I combine two things I never was in life. I'm gonna be goth / cholo. Holy shit, has it ever been done before? Goth, cholo. Put them together. It's gonna be cholothic. A gascholo. I think it's time, guys. You know, we're not getting any younger. It's time to shine. It's time to recline. It's time to combine. It's time to realize. Whatever. happens. Maybe it'll be like a meltdown. Things will break down. There's gotta be some gothic cholos around. Let's let it happen. Both groups have been persecuted for many years. Both groups have their following. I think it's time. A cholo and a goth come together. I know it's had to come together in adult movies. Maybe you know people. That's done that. You give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or you could email me at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. And I gotta give a shout out to Dr. Baby. Your request will be coming up this musical block. All will be well. Dr. Baby, thanks so much for the request. And remember, DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2 with the show Drop the Charges. All will be well. He's in Monterey at a brothel right now, enjoying himself. He's in the jacuzzi. He's in the middle. It looks like a Hooters soup. Jug stew. A breast goulash. With DJ Mark in the middle and all girls around him. And all their hands are underneath the water. You can't see their hands. But this was going out to DJ Mark. DJ Mark plays the good soul. He plays the good music. And this is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A tribute to Sly Stone. Coming through right now. Shouts out to all. Radio! Valencia.
Yeah. preacher, the banker, the drummer man. Makes no difference, hun, who my man. I am everyday people. We'll be right back.
With the melody, it's desire make you wanna lose control. It's desire turning lovers into memory. It's desire make you wanna be alone. It's your desire make you really want more. Never catch a fire if you're really not sure. To say we tougher, so we suffer no more.